you. Good evening.
各位晚安。
It's a joy for us to be here.
很高兴能够在这里。
I was looking forward to this for a long time.
我已经等候了很长的时间，要等这个时刻。
2 years.
等了两年。
Because last year we were stuck in a blizzard.
因为去年的时候正好碰到大风雪。
So I told Sister Phoebe on the way to church, I've been waiting 2 years to hear her organ playing.
所以她跟菲比姊妹讲说，在来的路上说，我等了两年才听到她弹这个圣乐。
And we thank you for your welcome.
谢谢各位的热烈的欢迎。
We feel right at home.
我们好像回到家里一样。
I feel like part of the Way family.
我觉得好像就是魏牧师家的家中的成员一样。
Last year or the beginning of this year, Pastor Way took me to the area where he grew up.
哦，这个去年啊是今年牧师啊魏牧师带他去他成长啊长大的这个啊家乡。
And we had such a good time there.
有那么好的时光在牧师的故乡
I could say we had fun.
我说我应该讲说非常好玩的一个地方
And another day I went to the town or city where Sister Way is at home.
有一天我也到这个魏师母的住家她的家乡
That was on the Chinese New Year's Day.
正好是农历年的时候
And it was a beautiful day.
非常美的一天。
We met her father.
遇见了师母的父亲。
And we went to the church where Sister Taylor is serving the Lord.
我们也去了教会，遇见了戴教士，他在那里服侍神。
So now you understand a little bit of why I feel like part of the family.
我想各位就了解我对于像这个。在当中好像在家中的一成员的一位一样
And now we feel like part of this church family too
我也觉得在这个教会的这个大家庭当中的成员
And it really does feel so good to be here back at home in Vancouver Chinese Zion Church
真的很高兴能够 回到好像这个温哥华的西安堂的就像我自己的家一样
We've seen a few of you since last timeup at Pilgrim Camp.
有好几位都是去年在今年在 Pilgrim Camp 见到面的熟悉的面孔。
And that's a good place. If some of you haven't been there yet, come.
那是一个非常好的地方，就是天路客的夏令营。我们欢迎每一位都能够这个有机会参加。
I feel as though this has been a very special Christmas season for us.
我觉得这是一个非常特别的圣诞节的一个节期。
And now as the Christmas holiday is drawing to a close,
虽然圣诞节已经靠近尾声
I'm thanking God for a wonderful time.
我为那么好的一个时光来感谢神。
We don't celebrate as others do.
我们不像世人的这样子的节庆的庆祝。
It's a wonderful story that we remember at Christmas time.
是一个那么好的回忆，在这个圣诞节的一个纪念。
A wonderful story of love.
一个奇妙的故事。
And of course, it's all about Jesus.
当然都是以我们主耶稣为中心。
We love to think of his coming to earth as a baby.
我们非常这个喜乐，因为主耶稣来的时候，来到地上的时候，是像个小 baby 一样。
But for us, it's more, much more than the story of a baby being born.
一直为我们而生，讲这个意义是超过一般人的想象。
It's the story of God coming in the flesh.
而是一个神道成肉身来到世间的故事。
To become one of us.
成为像我们人的样式一样
to live our life,
过我们每一天的生活
to die our death,
在世上为我们而死
to bring us to himself,
把我们带到他自己里面
to give us life in him,
给我们永恒的生命在他里面
and we think of all these things at Christmas time,
我们想到这一些在这个特别的圣诞节期
and we bow our hearts in wonder and in worship
我们真的是俯伏我们的心谦卑在他的面前来敬拜
and so it's a very precious and holy time for us
是一个非常宝贵而且是神圣的一个节期
and along with that it is an exceedingly joyful time
也是一个没有停止的喜乐的一个时节
Have you done some extra singing this week?
各位是不是有特别的为这个节期而唱特别的诗歌在这个阶段当中
Christmas time is a time to sing
圣诞节期就是一个唱欢喜快乐的歌的一个节期
We love to sing the Christmas songs
我们喜欢唱圣诞节期的歌
It goes back to that first time whenThe shepherds were in the field keeping watch over their flocks.
回到第一次的圣诞节的时候，那些牧人在这个旷野在那里唱歌欢唱的时候。
The announcement came to them. That a savior would be born.
天使临到他们，告诉他们有一位救主要为你们而生。
And the messenger said.These are tidings of great joy.
这个讯息临到这些牧羊人，说到这是一个小的，可是一个非常喜乐的一个消息。
And then you remember how a multitude of the heavenly host joined that angel.
我们想到天上的天使天君一同的在那里欢喜快乐。
And they praised God, glory to God in the highest.
他们赞美神，荣耀归给至高的神。
I believe that on that occasion,
我记得在那个特别的情况
all of the angels were there.
所有的天使都聚集在那里。
It wasn't just part of the angel choir.
不只是一部分的天使的这个诗班。
How do I know that?
他说我怎么会知道呢?
Well, in Hebrews, the first chapter,
在希伯来书的第一章,
it says that when God brought his son into the world,
第一章说,他说,当父神把他的儿子带到世上来的时候,
he said, let all the angels of God worship him.
让全宇宙的天使来敬拜他。
Now I'm not sure, but I like to think that they were all there because no one wanted to be left out.
我虽然不确定，可是我相信没有一个天使愿意错过这个宝贵的机会。
And they sang peace on earth, glory to God.
他把平安带到世上来，荣耀归给神。
But even before that, there was another song.
甚至在那个之前还有一首诗歌。
In the Christmas story, we have a song that I call it a song that was sung by Mary.
圣诞诗歌有另外一首诗歌，它是叫做 Song of Mary.
Yes, we sing her song back at our church.
在纽约的利基乌教会，他们唱这首诗歌。
My soul doth magnify the Lord.
我的灵魂这个荣耀归给神。
And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. It's in Luke 1.
Luke 1. 这是玛利亚她在天使面前讲的话，她说。我灵以我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
He looked upon me.
He 看顾我。
He He saw my low position.
他顾念他的使女的卑微。
But now all generations will call me blessed.
但从今以后万代要称我有福。
For he who is mighty has done to me great things.
因为那有全能的为我成就了大事。
And holy is his name.
他的名为圣。
It goes like this.
就是像这样子的。
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. It sounds even better when my wife and my daughter and all the other people sing over. I'm sorry.
我相信这个我的太太和这个女儿和其他的几位同工一起唱会唱得比我更好听。
They put the harmonies in, you know.
他们把那个伴奏和那个和谐的乐曲都放在里面。
But you know, that was Mary's song.
那是一个喜乐快乐的诗歌。
In one way, her experience is entirely unique.
那是一个在灵里面完全合一的一个诗歌。
No one ever experienced anything like Mary.
那个除了喜乐、欢喜、快乐以外，没有别的感觉。
And yet, in other ways, we can all join in that song, and it's right for us to do that.
啊，我们都可以加入这个喜乐的诗歌，一起来颂赞。
My soul magnifies the Lord.
我心尊主为大。
My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
He who is mighty has done to me great things.
他顾念我，他为我成就了大事。那有全能的为我行了大事。
Holy is his name.
他的名为圣。
See, it's true for us, all of us.
真的是属于我们每一位的。
The God who did great and mighty things for Mary.
啊，神已经为玛利亚行了大事。
Has also lavished his grace upon us.
他也把这些恩典临到我们每一位。
And we can join in her song.
我们可以加入他这喜乐赞美诗歌的行列。
Since it's Christmas Day still, today it's still Christmas Day, right?
Right. 现在仍然是圣诞节期当中。
We can think of Mary a little bit yet.
我们可以思想这个玛利亚那么喜乐。
Can you imagine a young lady, the angel visiting her and telling her the things he told her?
我们想肯定可以想象得到。天使临到了玛利亚，这位年轻的啊，这个。
He told her.
他告诉她说。
That she was going to have a son.
他说他将要有一个儿子。
She had found favor with God.
他要来服侍神。
But the name of her son would be Jesus.
他的名字叫要给他取名叫耶稣。
That he would be great.
他要成为啊至高至大的。
That he would be the son of the highest.
他要成为至高的啊人子。
That he would sit upon the throne of his father David.
他要坐在啊这个大卫王朝的宝座上。
And he would reign over the house of Jacob forever.
他要掌管这个雅各以色列全族全地。
There would be no end to his kingdom. It would last forever.
哦，他的宝座是永永远远的。
Those are tremendous things.
这真的是一个非常极大的啊的事情。
You're having a son.His name will be Jesus.
你有将会有一个儿子，他的名字叫耶稣。
He will be the Son of the Most High.
他要成为至高神的儿子。
His father will be David.
他的父亲会是大卫王。
Well, Mary knew she came from the line of David.
我们晓得玛利亚是从大卫的 But then, 啊、家谱当中
he would sit on the throne of David.
他会坐在大卫的宝座上
And his kingdom will never end.
他的国度权柄是没有止境的
Now Mary knew something of what that meant.
我们有点想象玛利亚不知道他知不知道这样的一个那么奇妙那么大的事情要临到他身上
She knew because she was one of those people who was waiting one of the people who were waiting for the coming of the Messiah
她其实她知道因为她已经是在 等候这位救主弥赛亚来临的日子
And she knew the promises
她知道神的她知道神经文旧约里面的应许
Those promises in the Old Testament that spoke of the coming of the Messiah
旧约里面的应许提到弥赛亚即将要来
So hearing these words meant to her that this child was going to be very special
从这个天使的话语他知道将要来的这位、人子是非常的特别的
But how could it be, she said.
她说怎么可能会临到我
How will this happen?
怎么可能会发生在我的身上
My son will have a saving mission, for that's what the name Jesus means.
玛利亚想象我的儿子将要成为救世主
My son will be great. He'll be the son of God.
我儿子要成为、这个神的儿子
My son will reign as a king forever
像国王一样的来掌权到永永远远
She was completely mystified wondered how can this be
她在这样子的应许当中真的是在这奇妙的应许当中他真的是很难想象
And so she asked the angel Gabriel How can it be? What does this mean?
他就问天使长加百略说怎么会有这种事情怎么可能会发生呢
And he explained that the Holy Spirit would come upon her
告诉他说圣灵将要降到他的身上
The power of the Most High would overshadow her
至高至大的全能要这个做工在她的身上
so that the Holy One that would be born would be called the Son of God
神的儿子要借着圣灵感孕而生
and the angel also said for nothing is impossible with God
天使也在旁边呼应在神没有难成的事
What a tremendous message this angel brought to Mary.
这是天使带给玛利亚的讯息是极大极宝贵也非常特别的。
She was going to give birth as no one else has ever given birth.
她即将要怀孕受孕生一个孩子而这是从来没有过而且从来没有世上没有发生过的事。
Without a human father,
没有地上人类的父亲
her son would be truly man.
他的儿子要成为真正的人的样式
He would receive his humanity from her.
他要、从他的身上，从玛利亚的身上，这个生出、这个一个人来
And he would be the fulfillment of the promise that God made to David many years earlier.
他要整个成就、旧约里面在大卫身上的应许。
But he would also be not just son of man, but son of God.
他不只是要成为人子，也要成为神子。
He would be divine, he would be God.
他成为圣洁，而且他要成为神。
God manifest in the flesh.
神道成肉身在肉身显现
Mary could not have known what that would mean in her life
玛利亚真的是没有办法想象这个事情，这样的一个生命是怎么样能够发生。
We know that she had to endure so much.
我们知道在她经历这一切，在她的生活当中要受很大的不一样的事情。
There were two sides to this.
这有两面来说。
It was surely a tremendous blessing and a great responsibility that was hers.
这一面是非常大的祝福，也是非常大的责任。
But there was also the shame of having a son out of wedlock.
在另外一方面来讲，也是非常的羞耻的，因为他的儿子要没有父亲，要这样子来生出来。
And then there was much sorrow and much, much grief associated with being Jesus' mother.
成为耶稣的母亲，玛利亚要承受那么多的忧伤和这个痛苦。
You remember the story in the next chapter of Simeon in the temple.
这个在路加下一章的时候提到西面在圣殿里面。
He was there when Mary and Joseph brought the baby into the temple.
他在那里等着约瑟和玛利亚带着新生的耶稣来的时候，来到圣殿的时候。
And he took the child up in his arms.
他把那小孩带在他的手上说。
He was a man upon whom the Holy Spirit rested.
他说他是受了圣灵的感动。
And he spoke by the Spirit.
他用圣灵的话来说。
And he said this was the light of God, the light for God's people.
这是神的光，这是。
Is it light or life?
Light, like the.
这是世界，这是神的光。
And then he said, my eyes have seen the salvation of God.
他说我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
The glory of God's people.
这是荣耀
But you remember part of his message was to Mary.
他这部分的信息是为了玛利亚的。
He said, a sword will pierce through your soul.
他说那个剑会刺入你的心。
Yes, it was a costly thing for Mary.
这是一个要付代价的，对玛利亚来说。
And yet in this story here, we find her saying to the angel, let it be according to your word.
我们在天使唱歌的时候也听到让神的旨意成就。
I am the Lord's handmaiden, the Lord's servant. Let it be as you have said.
我是你的使女，愿这些事情成就在我的身上。
We see a wonderful submission an entire obedience in her attitude.
我们可以看见玛利亚这样子顺服降卑，完全的降服在神的旨意之下。
That's certainly a lesson that we can take from Mary.
这是真的是不多的人，我们可以像玛利亚有这么大的。
Let it be according to your word, Lord.
让你的旨意，让你的话成就在我的身上。
Whatever it might cost me, that your will might be done in my life.
不管要付多大的代价，愿神的旨意成就，且成就在我的身上。
That is the thing that really matters.
这真的是一件非常非常宝贵而且重要，影响甚大的一件事情。
Give me that obedient heart.
给我那个顺服的心。
Give me a desire for your perfect will.
给我那顺服你那全然的旨意。
God works that in our hearts.
神自己做工在我的心里面。
We have the example of Jesus.
我们有耶稣也是一个例证。
When he left heaven's glory,
当他离开荣耀的宝座,
We read that in his heart was this attitude.
他的心里面也是有这样子相近的一个情境。
I come to do your will, O my God.
父啊，我要来按照你的旨意行，按照你的旨意成就。
I delight to do your will.
我喜乐的来遵行你的旨意。
Our God works, the Apostle Paul said, he works within us to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's in Philippians 2.
在腓立比书二章里面，保罗说，我们心里面行事都是神自己做工在我们的里面。
We see that in Mary.
我们看见这样子的旨意在玛利亚的心中。
Another thing that we see in this wonderful song.
我们也在诗篇里面有一篇特别也提到。
Is that Mary is a humble woman.
说玛利亚是一位谦卑顺服的女子。
God turns human values upside down.
神把谦卑的人转变成为一个荣耀高贵的一个身份。
Perhaps you have noticed the similarity between Mary's song and Hannah's song in 1 Samuel. The mother of Samuel sang when and praised God when her prayer was answered.
是那个就是这个。哈拿为他的儿子祷告，为要生一个儿子祷告的时候，要生撒母耳的时候。
And some of the things that these two saintly or godly women said were the same.
像这样子敬虔的母亲，这样子的祷告，在神的面前的心意是一样的。
But they both said that God dethrones the mighty. And exalts the humble.
神要真的是降卑这个骄傲的人，要这个高举谦卑的人。
That's one of the great principles, in the Bible.
那是在圣经里面不变的法则。
God resists the proud.
神抵挡骄傲的人。
God gives grace to the humble.
施恩给谦卑的人。
And so Hannah and Mary both said that.
所以哈拿和玛利亚都是这样子的祷告，这样子的心志在神的面前。
God has looked upon me.
神这个请顾念我，看顾我。
He has blessed me.
他求神祝福我。
Mary wondered how it was that God would choose someone like her.
玛利亚心里想，怎么可能神选上了我？
As humble as she was, as ordinary as she was,
像她这样子的谦卑，像这样子的普通的一个女子。
But Mary was a humble person.
可是玛利亚是一位谦卑的使女。
Surprised at God's visitation, at his at his choice of her, at his blessing poured out upon her.
他真的是很惊讶，神拣选他，而且将这件事情临到他的生命里面。
We see this again and again worked out, this principle of God casting down the proud.
我们可以看见多少次在圣经里面，神抵挡骄傲的人。
Think of Pharaoh.
想到法老。
Pharaoh was the greatest king of his day.
他是埃及当代的王。
And he held God's people in bondage.
他拦阻神的选民。
And it seemed, I'm sure it seemed to them that they were forgotten by their God.
他们想说可能神已经忘记了他自己的子民。
But you remember what God said to Moses at the burning bush.
我想我们都记得神在这个山上面当摩西看见这个荆棘的异象的时候。
He said, I have seen, I have seen.
他跟摩西说我已经看见我已经看见。
I have surely seen the affliction of my people.
我已经看见我的子民在那里受苦难。
And I have heard their groaning.
我已经听见他们的哀嚎。
And I have come down to deliver them.
我要下来亲自要来拯救他们。
You couldn't come too much lower than they had come. They complained about the work and Pharaoh made it harder.
当神这个拯救要临到，可是我们晓得，当神越靠近的时候，这个法老对这个神的选民有施加更大的压力。
They had no hope of deliverance.
他们完全在没有指望当中，没有被拯救的指望。
Except that God came down to deliver them.
除了神自己能够拯救以外，别无拯救。
And what a wonderful way he chose to punish Pharaoh and to deliver his people.
我们都知道整个发生的过程，神怎么样亲自惩罚法老，而且怎么样把他的百姓从埃及拯救出来。
And you remember Nebuchadnezzar. The king of Babylon.
巴比伦王，我们尼布甲尼撒。
That's the way I say it, Nebuchadnezzar. Sorry. He was such a proud man.
他是那么的一个骄傲的王。
And he had the greatest also, he was the greatest ruler of his day.
他也是在当代叱咤风云一时的人物。
And God's people were brought into exile.
神的选民被驱逐到巴比伦地。
But God rescued his people.
但是神拯救他的百姓。
God does that today.
神今日仍然拯救。
In our experience of salvation,
在我们自己经历到的救恩当中，
we are held in bondage.
我们也是在这个各方面的捆绑和压力当中。
By power that is too strong for us.
那个捆绑的势力非常的强壮。
But when we come in humble penitence before God,
当我们降卑谦卑在神的面前的时候，
We get on our knees beside the publican that said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
我们这个当我们跪降卑跪在神的面前跟神祷告求神的怜悯，
Then God exalts us with his gracious forgiveness.
神要丰富的赐下他自己的救赎和拯救。
And he sets us free.
他会使我们得释放。
Leads us out of our bondage and our sorrow and night.
脱离我们所有的捆绑和痛苦。
Into his freedom and gladness and light.
进入他的自由喜乐而且光明的国度里。
But there's no way to come out without humbling ourselves.
但除了我们自卑降卑在神的面前以外，没有办法领受这救恩。
I see in Mary this humility that is so very attractive, and it's such an example for us as God's people.
我们看见玛利亚降卑谦卑在神的面前，是我们非常好的榜样。
We sing a song, humble thyself, and the Lord will draw near thee.
我们有一首诗歌，就是我们如何的降卑在神的面前，神就会靠近我们。
Then one more lesson that I see here in this song.
啊，我也从这首诗歌里面看见另外一个啊这个教训。
Verse 52 says, "He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate."
第路加福音一章五十二节，他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑贱的升高。
But then verse 53, one more lesson. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away.
在五十三节说到，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
God dismisses the rich and he feeds the hungry.
神是真的是喂养那些谦卑养空这个谦卑卑微的器皿。
Mary was hungry.
玛利亚是饥饿的。
She was hungry for the Lord's will.
她渴慕要成就神的旨意。
Hungry for the Lord's purposes to be fulfilled.
她渴慕神的旨意可以完全成就在她的身上。
She knew from the Old Testament that one day God's kingdom would come.
她从旧约里面知道有一天这个王弥赛亚要来到。
And she was longing for that day to come.
她期待了这个日子很久。
Do we find that in our hearts?
这样子的领受感觉是不是也相同的在我们的心中？
That hunger for Jesus.
那个饥渴要耶稣的心。
That desire for God's glory.
那个渴慕神的荣耀。
That longing for his name to be praised in our lives.
那个渴慕神的名可以被高举被荣耀。
In all that concerns us.
所有关于我们的事。
You know that hunger is still a condition, should we say, an indispensable condition of spiritual blessing.
这个渴慕也是有一个特殊的情况，也是在我们心里面的条件，要能够丰富的得着主。
When it says hunger, I don't mean physical hunger.
我所谓的饥渴不是身体肉身的这个肚子饿。
And when it says rich, I don't mean necessarily lots of money in the bank.
我所谓的富足并不是说手中或者是银行里面户头里有很多钱。
I think of it as being self-satisfied or complacent.
我说的是自己这个里面的一个满足感。
That's a real enemy of spiritual blessing.
这是属灵上面的真正的一个敌人。
The rich are sent empty away.
我们把这空间把它脱离。
And the hungry are satisfied with good things.
我们渴慕的饥渴慕义的心在里面因着神住进来得到饱足。
Mary was hungry.
玛利亚是那么的饥渴。
Am I hungry?
我是不是那么渴慕呢？
Are you hungry?
各位是在座是不是也是那么的渴慕主自己？
Are we satisfied with our spiritual condition or our progress?
我们对现在自己目前属灵的光景是不是那么满意？是不是有在进展当中？
Or are we like the Apostle Paul who said, I pressed on?
就像彼得保罗使徒说，我要极力的追赶。
I want more of Jesus.
我要更多得着耶稣。
That I might know him.
我可以认识他。
that I might know the power of his resurrection.
我可以知道认识他复活的大能。
That I might know the fellowship of his sufferings.
我可以知道主耶稣在苦难当中的感受。
I want to be made conformable to his death.
我要与他真的是同这个做成那个死的功夫在我的身上。
I don't consider myself to have attained, or you know, I'm not already all that I must be.
我不考虑我自己，就是把自己交在主的手中。
There is more for me as I press on, as I press into Christ.
我就倒空自己，可以更多的进入到耶稣的丰盛里面。
And if you are perfect, you will think this way too, Paul says.
如果你们思想这条道路可以进入到更完全的地步。
I said that Mary's experience was entirely unique as far as bearing the Son was concerned.
这个玛利亚的经历是非常非常特别的经历。
But as far as experiencing the blessing of God, and it's not unique, is what I'm saying. We also have experienced such wonderful things from the mighty God.
我们可以经历这大有全能的神在他里面。
And if we want to have
如果我们渴慕想要得着
all that God has purposed for us to enjoy,
我们可以真的是享受神已经预备为我们能够得着进入的这样的一个丰盛。
We will have to have these qualities that Mary exhibited.
我们也可以得着玛利亚这样子的一个生命的品质。
Obedient submission.
顺服而且完全降卑自己
Full devotion
完全的奉献自己
Humility of heart
谦卑在神的谦卑的心在神的面前
Hunger longing for Jesus
渴慕要主渴慕要得着主的心
I like to think that we are here tonight because we want more of Jesus
我想各位聚集在这里就是渴慕要得着主自己
And in this first meeting of our series
这是我们第一天的聚集
Just to mention and to stress that we must be hungry
我要特别强调的就是我们要有一个饥渴慕义的心
It is true that we can come to meetings and still be complacent or self-satisfied.
我们这个也可以到这个聚会当中来，有自我的满足的感觉。
We can feel quite good about our spiritual growth or attainment.
我们也会觉得说自己里面有得到一些供应和满足感。
But Jesus does not want us to feel or to say in our hearts.I am rich, increased with goods, I have need of nothing.
但是主耶稣不希望我们有这样子的自己觉得满足和饱足的感觉。
In fact, Jesus hates that.
事实上耶稣这个他用的是恨是痛恨这样子的感觉。
He says, come to me, recognize your need.
他说你要到我的面前来
Buy gold that is tried in the fire
我的要经过火的试炼
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness
先求神的国神的义
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness for they shall be filled
饥渴慕义的人他要必得饱足
So here we are tonight.
所以我们今天在这里。
And I'd just like to ask these questions. Do you have
a 我要问一个问题。
Do you have a heart that says, Yes, Lord.
我们是不是诚心的在主的面前说主是的
No matter what the cost,
不管要付上什么样的代价
No matter what you require,
不管你的要求如何
I love you, Lord.
我爱你
I want to do it.
我要愿意
Give me the grace to do it.
给我这恩典能够来寻求你
Give me the strength, the inward strength to obey you.
给我力量，那个心里的力量，可以来顺服你。
To be entirely devoted to you.
完全的奉献于你。
And make me humble, Lord.
使我自己降卑在主的面前，主，你帮助我。
Don't let me look around and think that I'm better.
不要让我看四周围人，觉得自己还可以。
But let me bow my heart.
And 让我能够俯我的心在主的面前
and stay down low at your feet
降卑在主的脚前
I need you, Lord
我需要主你自己
I want you, Lord
我要你主你自己
Make me humble
使我能够降卑
You give grace to the humble
你是施恩给谦卑的人
And then make me hungry
让我更渴慕要得着
Longing for Jesus
渴慕主耶稣主自己
Now we know that comes when he blesses us with a sight of himself
他要用他自己来祝福我们
when we see his beauty
当我们看见他的荣美
And our hearts are drawn
我们的心这个
drawn to him
我们心被他吸引到他的面前
and we begin to experience him
我们开始经历主的自己
we taste and we see that the Lord is good
我们可以尝到主恩的滋味知道他的美善
and it tastes like more
尝过他的滋味就知道这个要更渴慕要多尝到他
That happens to me so often at the table.
在我身上时常有这样的经历，尤其是在桌子的面前。
Even this evening, they put a little dessert in front of me that was delicious.
就像今天晚餐，这个桌前有一个小的点心。
And then I ate it.
我吃了以后。
And they said, "Do you want more?"
他问自己说：“我是不是还需要再多一点呢？”
Well, the answer was yes, of course.
那回答是当然，我要更多一点。
But I said, I don't want to be the only one who takes the second piece.
我不想只是唯一的这个吃两块蛋糕的人。
And someone sitting near me said, "Oh, don't worry, Tim will take a second piece."
这个有人说，以信啊在旁边啊，他也会这个多一块。
So I had another piece.
所以我就多吃了一块。
And it was great.
那真的是好吃。
How about these things of God? How about a greater fullness of His Spirit?
那讲到我们属灵的这个圣灵的追求，是不是各位渴慕要得的更丰盛，有圣灵的恩膏
？A fresh sight of Jesus，
一个新鲜的主与我们的同在
，new experience in His Word，
新的经历神的道
，so that you can't get enough of it，
那永远不会满足。
Is that the way it is？
是不是就是这样子一个追求的路？
So that's enough now. Obedience, submission, humility, hunger.
好，我们这个今天的主题就是降卑，谦卑自己，在神的面前渴慕要他。
Those are great blessings.
这是极大的祝福。
And we see them this Christmas time in Mary's experience.
我们在圣诞节期当中特别看到玛利亚的经历。
And we want more too.
我们也渴慕要更多的经历他的经历。
Oh, may our lives testify as hers did. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
我心尊主为大，我灵以我的救主为乐，我要尊他为至高。
For he has seen me in my need.
他已经看见我的需要。
And he has brought me out and up.
他已经把我释放提升出来。
To himself.
He
has done for me great things.
他为我已经成就大事。
And holy is his name.
圣洁就是他的名。
And I pray that God will bless us all with a greater hunger.
愿神祝福每一位有更大的渴慕向主的心。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Martin.
Thank you.